Hey, at Life Minute, we know a thing or two about home improvement and DIY projects, but hey, we also know what we can do and what we can't, especially when it comes to electrical work. And we're not alone. Many homeowners are tempted to tackle some jobs on their own instead of hiring a professional. So we're no dummies. We caught up with master electrician Veronica Rose, the first female electrician to achieve and hold a New York City master electrician's license, by the way. She's teamed up with 3M Scotch Electrical Tape to celebrate their 75th anniversary and share her pro tips on deciding when to DIY or make that call to a pro.
Extension cords are designed so that they're to be temporary. They are not designed to replace electrical wiring in your walls. So with the holidays coming up, a lot of people put up additional lights. This is a perfect time when you can get an extension cord out, plug it into the wall, and plug it into your lights. If your lights are too far away and you have to plug an extension cord into an extension cord, or you plug too many into your receptacle and then load them up, no. You need to call a pro in so that they can add an additional receptacle closer to where you need the lighting turned on. And when it comes to rewiring, it's important to use a quality electrical tape. It needs to have superior strength, stretchability, and adhesion to make sure you have a tight seal. If you go to plug in that cord and the plate is hot, or you go to turn a switch on in the house and that plate is hot, again, heat generates fire. Call a pro immediately. This is not something you want to do. You turn on your blow dryer. You turn on your toaster. You flick something on around the house and you see a little spark. We need a pro in it this time. There is one thing. Most homeowners have no problem with the electrical do-it-yourself when a light starts to flicker. The first thing you want to do is take out the old light bulb and put in a brand new one. And make sure it's not from the same box that the old one came from. That's just an extra step. Sometimes there's a bad batch from the manufacturer. If this doesn't fix the flickering of the light, you could always try a different lamp with that new bulb. If you still have flickering, again, you want to call in a pro at this time because it's indication that there's a more serious problem. So please call a pro when you encounter any of these.
Thanks, Veronica. For more info, go to 3M.com/super33+.